Hi everyone, it's Rich here again, and we're at the end of a very successful Hidden Gardens Day as part of the Froome Festival, and I'm sitting next to Sheila. Hello, Sheila.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm absolutely worn out, but very happy.
So you have been the main woman of the day, the woman of the house.
Oh, I'm the woman of the house, but my helpers have been the women of the day, making all the teas and scones for Pack.
It's been quite a thing, hasn't it? Because people, your garden's very long. It's about 170 odd foot, something like that. Is that right?
Long garden.
So people come in at one end and they walk all the way down to the house and to be greeted by you with scones with cream and jam.
Homemade scones.
Flapjacks. And
all sorts of things. All delights.
And teas and coffees and stuff.
Teas and coffees and everything.
And that's proceeds from that are going to...
Positive Action on Cancer. It's a local charity that we are very fond of, and we've hopefully raised a lot of money. We think we have. People have been very, very generous and paid way over the odds of our £1 per cup and scone. So we're very pleased.
There was some stuff that folded that went in there, wasn't there?
Oh, lots of folded notes, yeah. Good. We don't know how many yet, but
and
we think...
And it's still quite heavy, isn't it?
So, it's heavy as well, so we're hopeful that we've clocked up quite a bit of money.
Good. Well, if I may, I'll let people know what the total was
yes.
A little bit later.
Yeah, excellent.
But to the garden. So what's been the highlight for you of today and opening up your garden?
Well, I suppose I have to be honest and say having my grandchildren here is my highlight.
I've got one on my shoulder, haven't I, as we speak.
And sharing it with the family is always nice. The sunshine and the comments from everybody. People have been delighted with it, and we take it a bit for granted because we sit in it and love it in any case. But hearing about it through other people, I think, has been just... lovely for us.
It's been nice, hasn't it?
And
I mean, there were loads of compliments. And were there any bits of the garden that stood out to other people that you were surprised by?
Well, they all seem to like the vinery where we have the eating area. And lots of them love the variety of flowers, the vegetable patch. Everybody saw something different. Lots of people took photographs. And I think the nice thing was... people said, you've inspired us to go home and redo some things in the garden.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? And it's, I mean, you've put a lot of effort, you and Jim, into this. It's taken a lot of time to get to this place, hasn't it?
It's taken a few years, but it's been a lot of fun. It's not been, apart from, I have to say, Jim, who did all the hard work for 4 years building the structure of the garden. Since then, it's been a lot of fun because... if you like gardening, as we do, then being outside in the garden is the best place. There's nowhere nicer than Froome in the summer in your garden.
And that, I think, you know, that's a lot of opening up your garden. Obviously, you want people to appreciate it, but there's just a sense of contributing to the wider element, which is around Froome and the festival. And, you know, what was your motivation there? Why did you want to do it?
Well, because nobody does see our garden. And, for example, tomorrow we are going to go and look at other people's gardens. And it's sharing part of Froome with other people in Froome. Froome is a very sociable town and everybody likes to be involved in things. And it's just giving a little bit of your time and energy to making the festival a success. And it is a very special festival. I don't think any other town in England hosts a two-week festival like we do.
Brilliant. Well, I have to say, it's been a fun day. We've been very lucky with the sun.
Yeah,
and
excellent.
I've done a couple of videos, so there's been a tour of the garden. That's up on Facebook and Twitter and
well,
YouTube.
I hope people enjoy it. We're going to have a look at it.
Good, yeah. We've done a few pictures, a few tweets, and thank you for having me and letting me play on my phone all day.
And thank you for helping us.
That's right. It's been a lovely day, Sheila.
It has.
Good one. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.